going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. We got a message from a single dad named Chase. Been a listener of the show for quite a while. Great dude all around. So when he reached out, of course, we were happy to air his message to see what advice any of us had, along with the listeners, who might be able to point him in the right direction.
What's going on with our boy Chase?
He writes in and he says, "Hi, good morning, guys. Met you a couple times out and about. I appreciate the conversation. I hope I'm not completely out of line asking for help here, but I'm a single dad. My daughter is 8 years old, and I don't know crap about little girl politics. She's being tormented by two different little mean girls. The first is Little Miss Obnoxious. At Open Gym, this little monster follows my daughter around and prevents her from using any of the equipment, while falsely and loudly protesting that my daughter is the one hogging the equipment, along with taunting her. The second monster is her supposed bestie. This little girl keeps flip-flopping between wanting to get to be my daughter's best friend and then dumping her." Which is, that's a lot of ups and downs for a child. "Now, I suppose a lot of this is just normal little girl stuff because, like I said, they're 8, but it really pains me to watch my girl suffer. I do all the normal things like counsel her. I tell them to tell her to ignore them, but one of the girls won't let that happen. My daughter genuinely wants to be the other girl's bestie, and I'm tempted to allow her to punch Little Miss Obnoxious in the mouth."
Okay, that's not what we're going to do.
"As for the supposed bestie, she seems like the kind of girl who would spread bad rumors. I think she already has, though. If I get too involved, does that undermine her? Any strategies for this? Any parents listening that might be able to help point me in the right direction? Thanks, everyone, for any help or advice." All right, that came in from Chase. 585-252-9800. What would you do in this situation? Because as a single dad, I know when you have a single, you know, daughter who's 8 years old, I wouldn't know what advice to give.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a sticky situation to find yourself in because, I mean, I think it would be a little different if you had a son because you can relate just a little bit more. With a daughter, it's hard. And you're dealing with this, like, catty, petty little girl drama that you know doesn't matter. But it's impacting the overall experience of your daughter that that's going to stick with her as she grows up and goes on in life. And, you know, you sitting there and, I mean, I don't know if he actually did say punch him in the mouth, but that's not going to get anyone anywhere because at the end of the day, she's going to be the one who gets in trouble when ultimately it shouldn't be that way. It should be those two girls who are making her feel horrible about herself.
We do have a teacher weighing in that says, "Hey, good morning, guys. Teacher here. If a student's behavior was affecting another student to the point where they were developing anxiety over it, I would personally want to know. You got to reach out to the teacher and ask them to watch for Little Miss Obnoxious. She seems like the one that's the troublemaker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah. Let's get some phone calls. PXY, good morning. Who's this?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your thoughts?
I have twin girls who are now 13, and I went through so much craziness through middle school.
Yeah.
The counselor is your best friend. You can email her or him and just say, keep it anonymous and just go see what's going on. Okay. And she can, like, do, like, counseling with all the girls and talk about being a good girlfriend and stuff like that. I had to reach out to my counselor so many times and just say, and I just said, please don't tell them that I'm emailing you.
Right.
Denise,
right.
Do you know if it's the counselor's responsibility to reach out to the other parents that are causing trouble? Are they supposed to say something to them?
They don't have to unless they, like, obviously get in a fight
it
or
escalates,
something. But
yeah.
They can. Yeah, unless they feel like a mediation with the parents. I did have to go in one time with my daughter and another girl who were fighting and do a mediation, and me and the other mom did have to come in. So.
Yeah. Jeez. How long did all that take for it to finally kind of go away?
Seventh grade, finally started. It was horrible. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Middle school is horrible. They're still in middle school, but they're maturing a little more. So
right.
There's less drama.
Yeah, there's
so
less drama.
So much drama.
Wait till high school, I guess.
I know.
It's going to be...
I heard it gets better, but who knows?
Yeah.
It gets different.
Yeah, it gets different. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Denise.
Thank you.
All right, happy Friday.
A text coming in. That's hard. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I've always told her if someone is making you feel bad, they are feeling bad. And you don't want to stoop down to their level, excuse me. There may be jealousy involved, but regardless, I do believe that you need to tell a teacher or an adult in charge good luck and tell her she's amazing. I also agree with the counselor idea. My 10-year-old has used them for years.
Okay, that's good advice. Darlene is weighing in and says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. When I was a kid, I was bullied so badly, I had to switch schools. Teachers in most schools do not have the power to exclude or punish students. They get sent to the principal, and I have seen situations where the teacher is pleading with the office to do something about a certain bully. But unfortunately, we have an attitude in schools where the person's feelings are to be considered, and zero tolerance and everything but protecting the well-being of the victim comes first. I think that's the biggest problem we have in schools today, is that most people don't take it seriously. I'm not really sure. I don't know. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, my little sister had a similar issue to this guy's daughter where she had her best friend kind of flip-flopping. And the best advice my mom was able to give my youngest sister was go find other friends.
Right.
Because these people, they're going to continue being a pain in your ass. Forever. Unless you like go out of your way to... you know, kind of avoid them.
Why would you want, and this is the biggest question, it's like, why would you want to be friends with somebody who doesn't want to be friends with you? Why would you want to be with someone romantically who doesn't want to be with you? You are worth so much more than that, and you can find your people, whether that be a friendship, a relationship, things of that nature. And I think it starts at the ripe age of 8 to set that precedent so they don't get later on in life and they find themselves in a job that they're being overworked and a relationship that they're being abused in or unhappy in. Like, this is where it starts, and it's a crucial time to nip it in the bud and not give the advice of punch him in the mouth. Like, you need to actually face those feelings head on.
Yeah, I mean, most kids at 8 years old don't know what their self-worth is just yet.
Right.
You have this one person dangling a little carrot in front of your face. I want to be friends with you. No, I don't.
Right.
And you just want that acceptance.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Kind of like a man now when they're trying to date women. I want to be with you. No, I don't. It's tough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm projecting. Let's go over to Lisa. I've been in a very similar situation to your daughter, unfortunately. I was stupid enough to not tell anyone about it. And if I were you, I wouldn't advise your daughter to punch anyone in the mouth, although tempting it may seem. I began to read more and more. If your daughter can get herself involved in activities that she genuinely enjoys, she may feel more comfortable talking to others her age with similar interests. And then Sam had a really good piece of advice here. She says, the American Girl, Smart Girls Guides, the Smart Girls Guide. That helped me so much as a kid, and I highly recommend it. The American Girl.
That's
something you might be able to look into.
I love American Girl. I do.
You familiar?
Yeah, they're dolls.
Well, the American Girl.
But they have like books and stuff too. It's like,
got it. Mm. Thanks for the messages on this one this morning, guys. We appreciate that. I know Chase does too. It's got to be hard being a single dad to an 8-year-old girl when you try to give the best advice you can.
Right.
And, you know, maybe for Christmas, he'll gift her some brass knuckles. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
It's Peaks by Mornings. We'll be right back.